cheap advice. I get it all the time. Cheap advice, gonna lay it on the line. Everyone tells me, but nobody knows. Ain't that the way it goes?
Hi, this is Mark Bendig, the Cheap Advice Guy. This podcast is entitled Exploring a Multi-Effects Box for Guitar. In the old days, guitar players used to have a lot of those individual effects boxes, sometimes called stomp boxes, arranged on the stage in front of them or on the studio floor, each one for one particular effect. So there'd be one that's adding some kind of a chorus effect, but a different one might be used for distortion and so on, for all the different effects. Nowadays, there are inexpensive multi-effects boxes on the market that have many of these same effects in one unit, with all the parameters adjustable, and they come with presets that you can use, or you can store your own variations on those settings, and they're really inexpensive. I happen to have a Digitech RP100. You can get these for around $30 or $40, but there's many other units, both in the Digitech line and from other manufacturers. I checked online, and some people like the RP100. Some are pretty hard on the effects and don't think they're so good. But in my own recording, I found that this unit's been fine. It's invaluable. It just sits there, and the guitar runs through it, and I get all these different effects for the songs. Some are odd. You might only use them on one song, period, because it calls such attention to itself. Others are kind of standard workhorse effects that you can use on a lot of your songs to get a distinctive sound. On this podcast, I thought I'd just walk you through a few of the effects on here, just in case you have ever thought about getting one of these things, just to give you an idea of the variation that they have. Remember that all of these effects can be loaded into user memory, and then the parameters can be changed. I don't think I've ever actually done that, though. I've been perfectly happy that with the voices that it offers in the presets. Well, okay, let me take you through some of these then, and let's see what this thing sounds like. Okay, first of all, here's their setting number one, which seems to be pretty much just leaving the signal the way it is without putting any effects on it. That's just plain vanilla. Let me go on to setting number two here. No, I'm not going to go through all 40 settings, but the first few I do like. This is their classic clean. Okay, here's the one they call chunk rhythm, which has a bunch of distortion to it. Now, those are pretty normal sounds, but some of these that they've got programmed in here, and remember, you can change all of these to make them a little less extreme, like this auto-yah, whatever that means, I've never been able to find a use for. Here's a super distorted one that they call Scoop. I may just have to stop telling you what they've named these things because I don't know where they're getting them or what sense they make. Wild. Here's one they have that has a whole lot of sustain built into it. More than I thought this crummy guitar actually could do. Here's a little delay effect they've got. Geez, check this one out. They've got like a pitch shifter, and then it's combined with the original to make a little chord. These are just single notes I'm playing. ¶¶ could be just right for some song. Here's one with a nice tremolo on it that you might be able to use on a ballad. I don't know quite what to call this one. Well, there are a total of 40 preset effects in here. I've played some of them for you. A lot of them are variations on those. There's a whole bunch of distorted ones with slightly different colors to them that you might be able to choose from. For each of the different effects, you can set right using the front panel controls in a fairly straightforward way on this unit. You can add in reverb or delay or take it out entirely. So you can make your own, build your own effect out of a combination of these different parameters that they have in here for you to set. Well, I hope this little exploration has given you some idea of the versatility of these boxes, and for the cost, like I say, $30, $40, $50. Of course, you can spend more than that if you'd like. But this lets you take your one guitar and make it sound like lots of different sounds on your songs. Well, that's all for this time. This is Mark Bendig, the Cheap Advice Guy, saying thanks for listening.
Cheap advice, I get it all the time. Cheap advice, gonna lay it on the line.